Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
And I'm Jerry Drinker, family nurse practitioner. And together, Chris and I own Skin and Tonic, med spa that's located here in Pace, Florida. And today we're joined by Miss Allie Ballou.
Hello. Happy to be back.
And we also have Chloe. Don't forget, she's a co-host with us today. Hanging out.
Here. Like, <"Hey, hi." laughs>
We're talking about sex.
We're talking about the Olympics. Yeah. It's about the Olympics.
We're talking about Olympics. And penises. The Penis Olympics.
The Penis Olympics.
The World Doping Association is investigating these Olympic skiers for making their penis bigger.
How are they doing it? Or why are they doing it? Well, you know what? I mean, a separate statistic. Just talking about that, I'm firing off some questions. But did you know that they ran out of condoms at the Olympics?
I did see that. Yeah, they say it's like wild in the Olympic villages. Yeah,
this is absolutely wild. They had tens of thousands and they ran out.
All the athletes are hooking up with each other.
All the athletes, right? But they're, if they're all enlarging their penises, I mean, they're doing all kinds of stuff at the Olympics I never knew went on.
It's off the chain, I feel like.
I wonder if they're magnums.
Well, I mean,
some of them.
So which group is enhancing their penises and why?
So it's all about aerodynamics, and which didn't make any sense to me. But when I first heard about this, I thought, wouldn't you be more aerodynamic if you were shaped like Barbie and you didn't have anything? They actually measure for these suits, and they measure the groin area with a laser. So that it's...
Oh, with a laser?
With a laser. So they're laser-fitted suits. And so the more volume they have in the crotch area, the bigger their suit is, and they get more aerodynamic ability.
Now, this is for ski jumping specifically. This is not just for like race ski.
It's not like your bobsledders.
No, it's not your bobsledders.
That would be so fun to watch a bobsledder run with a big package.
It's not your ice skaters. This is not the hockey team.
I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I think the ski jumpers are injecting. I think the ice skaters need to inject too.
I think that's fine.
Those little leotards.
Although I think that may weigh them down a little bit more. No, when they're trying to jump high, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't believe this is what we're talking about.
I don't think there's aerodynamics in...
So kind of like a flying squirrel, right? Where they have
exactly what it reminded me of is a flying squirrel. And so they have larger suits because of the size of the crotch area.
But how much do you have to enlarge it to make the suit larger?
So they're using different things. They're using saline and they're using dermal filler or hyaluronic acid. They didn't call it dermal filler in the reports. It was called hyaluronic acid. But the reporter did say that it takes a lot of hyaluronic acid. And so most of them were doing saline.
Yeah, I don't know if we can put that on the channel or not, but we can cover though, but I'm just like the size difference, like I think would be significant if they infused. So do they have to do it when they get fitted for the suit and then they have to do it the day of the event?
My guess is they don't measure your crotch every time you ski.
That's also my guess, yeah.
I think it's done
just for the suit fitting.
At the suit fitting. And then...
What's crazy is this whole rumor was started by a German news group and no one's even been accused of this. But it ended up on the news and Sierra saw it and that's why we were talking about it today. So it's not confirmed, but it could be very advantageous for this specific event.
So is that advantageous for it to be big at the time of your fitting and then small at the time that you're skiing?
I don't think it really matters. I think it's just the suit that they're getting that lift from. So just a 1 centimeter increase in suit circumference can on average lengthen your jump by 3.2 meters, which is pretty significant when you're talking about an Olympic jump. So
the suit circumference, does that mean anywhere? So like if your chest or your arms or so?
I would think that it would be like almost like in the folds of the suit, right? So like airplane wings or like used, like I think of like the flying squirrel thing, right? So I feel like whenever you like spread, also when they're jumping, hold on, I'm going to pull up a picture for you. Because this picture shows what they actually, so see when they're jumping, so they're like, their arms are down, but their crotch is wide open. They're spread eagle. So that's the area where you're wanting to get the aerodynamics for the wind to float you.
Interesting.
Kind of like MC Hammer pants.
Sure, yeah.
It's Hamilton.
Those would be really good ones.
So it is like fascinating though,
because laying down the hammer in the village.
But in general, when we do penis filler, right? It's usually for sexual pleasure, guys who don't feel they have enough confidence, or females who think there's like a size mismatch and they want them to have bigger, thicker penises. But I mean, Jerry, what do you tell them if they say they want just like a half inch increase in the circumference, like number of vials?
Like probably 8 to 10.
Yeah. And so at 600, even at a discounted rate at like 600 per vial, you're talking about thousands of dollars. So I do think that that's an expensive way to do it. I mean, I guess if they're Olympic athletes.
I think that's why they're talking about saline. It's like saline goes so much further. It's obviously absorbed pretty quickly by the body.
Another thing that I saw said paraffin. Mm. They're injecting paraffin.
Wow. Yeah, definitely that's dangerous. And
I don't know.
Wax. Like candle wax.
Is that, I was going to say, is that legal in Italy? Probably not. No, I would assume not. Legal.
I don't think.
And that's legal anywhere.
I don't know that you can get sterile paraffin.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It is interesting.
Yeah, people are injecting all kinds of stuff everywhere. This is the first time I've heard it for athletic performance. I don't know. I shouldn't say performance enhancement. We trademarked the performance P-Wave, and that's to increase your performance in the bedrooms, but not really an Olympic athlete. Maybe some people consider that as...
Maybe we're marketing to the wrong people.
Perhaps.
Where are
Olympic, it's exercise,
where,
for
where
sure.
Where are our Olympic athletes?
It's interesting. How many people want to send in a message that if they have been with someone or if their partner needs to come and see us for an increase in circumference, and how many would be willing to pay $4,000 or $5,000 for just a half an inch thicker?
And for it to last how long?
Yeah, I mean, it'll last a while.
With dermal filler.
Yeah, with filler it'll last, but with saline.
You haven't done anyone with saline, have you?
No.
I mean, I don't really know why we would do that.
Just for an event.
For a night.
For a night. For an event.
For a night out on the town.
Seems like it'd be like real squishy.
I think it's more common, like if you look at some of the, maybe in the like in the balls and the testicles, and so they don't have the weight of it. So that seems like it would be, because I don't know, it'd be
in
functional.
In the balls and the testicles?
No, I'm just saying in the ball sack, in your testicles. The ball sack is what I said. I know, I don't usually use those words.
I know. I said clit on one of the earlier episodes, and Hallie about jumped out of her seat, and I was like, clitoris.
Clitoris? Now you have an accent.
Yeah, so I think that the saline will be so temporary.
Yeah, so it says that the rumors or reports are that some of the jumpers are trying to manipulate the body scan for the suit fit. Is what it is. And so they're not necessarily doing anything for performance of the, like for sexual performance, but it says the issue is that the suit needs to be baggier in key areas. And so, but it has been like investigated by the World Doping Society.
Because if you're going to do that, you could infuse saline into the armpits.
Mm-hmm.
Right, all the areas that you would want that increased.
Yeah.
And so they could, because the saline can be infused anywhere.
That would be extremely alarming. For an Olympic athlete to have a chunky armpit.
But athletes have been doping for, look at Lance Armstrong.
He didn't, I know it was something, but I don't remember.
Yeah, he was doping, but he was the cyclist. He got in big trouble.
Yeah, you know, I don't follow sports very much at all. So Olympics is like.
I followed him because he was married to Sheryl Crow.
I was cracking up the other morning. We were talking about the Olympics. And I was like, do you guys do on hockey? And Jerry was like, no, but I watched some ice skating. And I was like, that's me and Jerry talking about sports. Because I'm talking about hockey and Jerry's talking about ice skating.
I do love some ice skating.
I do too. I did watch ice skating as well.
Some of the Olympics things, like, I don't get. Like,
it's totally made up for the Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, breakdancing, we know that. Like, had I known that we could qualify for that, you'd have been married to an Olympic athlete, because you know I would break it down. But the thing I can't understand is where they push that big puck. And somebody cheated on that. They pushed the puck with their pinky. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. What country was that? Curling. Canada.
Did you see it?
No.
Yeah, and no one in this, the Olympics, and cameras are all over, and the curling puck or whatever it's called is going along, and the guy took his little finger and gave it a little push.
I saw an image of that, but I didn't know what it was. Same thing. Also Canada.
Like,
wow.
You know,
maybe in Canada they're allowed to touch it.
You know they're like, maybe they're watching cheating. You, but they weren't doping. They weren't injecting their penises. They're just pushing with their little finger.
That's crazy. You know, and also maybe they weren't even thinking about the aerodynamics of the suit, right? All of the condoms are gone in the Olympic Villages. Maybe they knew they had a big event coming up and they would be around a lot of people and be doing a lot of things. And they were prepping for that and then secondarily had to get larger suits because of it. Maybe they were getting filler for fun in the village.
Maybe.
Who's to say?
It's interesting.
Who's to say?
It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes.
Was it the penis or the suit? Think about the pressure.
Like, I have very little to add to this conversation.
Think about the pressure then on the athletes that have, like, imagine if you had someone with a micro penis and all of a sudden you go up to get fitted for your suit and you're standing next to mammoth penis man that just got a great suit. That would encourage you to do some doping, like put a little something in your pee-pee.
Mm.
Or as Chris says, you can put it in your balls and your scrotum. Isn't that what
your balls and your testicles?
I was like, wherever, put it in your ball sack, I said. And now you have balls and testicles. Are you listening to this? Or are you listeners feeling as awkward as I am right now in this conversation, being here present? The other thing to think about is, like, they're skiing, so it's cold. So you need something to, like, keep it out there. So why not some hyaluronic acid?
Yeah, but we can put some pox in there, right? I mean, that's what we would do here. If somebody said, I'm a grower, not a shower, and they want to be a shower, we would just put some yeah, Botox. We wouldn't. We can't use that
we
term
can't
anymore.
Use that word.
Yeah. We would put Botox, our Dysport, off-label in the penis.
Let's call it Dicksport.
I love that.
I like that. Isn't that
but
good?
But it kind of sounds like Dick Sporting Goods.
It does.
Now you're going to get Galderma coming after us. Watch Galderma trademark it.
They still kiss with a while.
You know, that's why you can no longer say Botox, because Allergan said it was too similar to Botox. Yeah, they're the ones that stopped the use of that.
So I think it's good to talk about, like, with penis filler, right? So I think more times than not, we have men, in my opinion, that are more interested in having length than girth. So do one of you want to explain why we cannot make it longer, we can only make it thicker?
Let's pause for a moment on that. Do you think, because I know you and your girlfriends, you talk about all this all the time. And most of our guys, a lot of our guys, are heterosexual. So do girls prefer length or girth?
I feel like there's like a happy medium, you know? Like, I don't think that there's like a one or the other. Like, have you ever heard the term chode?
Chode?
You've never heard of chode?
Mm-mm.
The term chode?
No.
Like C-H?
We don't.
C-H-O-D-E?
No.
Are you lying to me right now?
No. I've never heard it.
It's like a short, fat penis.
Why do you say chode?
That's the word for it. Like, what is a chode?
So no,
don't think you want a short, fat penis. No, like, if people get made fun of for that, they'll be like, oh, so-and-so has a chode. Like,
oh, so it's a negative term.
It's a negative term, yeah.
You wouldn't be like, look at that chode.
From a physiology perspective, it seems like the stretch, right, is one of the things for sexual pleasure. And so when women talk,
but also if you can't reach a G-spot, then
so when you say short, how short are you talking?
Would probably depend on the girl, you know.
It really does.
I mean, yeah, I think it really depends on, like,
your anatomy,
sexual preference, and your anatomy, which,
yeah, because it just seems it's so, number one, it is easier for us to create girth instead of length.
Yeah,
it's very difficult for length. We can do things to improve that a bit. And there are surgical procedures that patients can undergo to increase length. But in general, that's something you're working on with what God gave you. You're not able to change that significantly. But with girth, we can pretty easily and safely enhance that.
Mm-hmm.
And so for our setting, it's like, yeah, we can make it look longer because we can put one of the neurotoxins there and relax the muscles that retract it, and it'll hang out longer. And so when it's soft, not erect, it'll look longer. But when it's erect and hard, it's going to be the same length as it was
right
before we did that. So that doesn't really change it. But the girth, we can change.
So I just looked up to the G-spot in a vagina is going to be anywhere from 1 to 3 inches inside the vagina, depending on the female.
So when you say chode, it's like 1 inch?
3 and under, I would say.
3 and under.
Only if you also not. Have girth. Maybe I would
say that's not, yeah, exactly.
Only if you also have girth.
What's worse than chode?
I don't know. Micropenis. Like, I feel like that's the term, the other term that people, the mean thing people say.
So when you girls sit around and talk about it, like, would anybody admit that their significant other had a chode? Can you imagine if you're the guy that all the girlfriends talking about?
Yeah, it's just
I've never heard the term.
I think it was, like, really popular probably.
I was in, like, middle school when I heard that the first time. Yeah.
Well, the term goes back way back because it's in the Bible.
Chode?
Chode.
You just Google that.
No, it is in the Bible, but it wasn't talking about penises. It was talking about a fight.
He just Googled it when he was seeing if it was a real term. So let him quote us what it is.
Let me see chode in the Bible. In the King James Version of the Bible. I feel sacrilegious, all this penis talking. Now we're talking about the Bible. It's the archaic past tense of the verb chide, meaning to scold, rebuke, or contend. So that was kind of a fight. Yeah, it described angry disputes and arguments.
That's already happened. You would have a chide, you have had a chode.
I've never had a chode.
Well, good.
I think we've about got all of this episode that we can get. Thank you guys for tuning in for another weekly episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Maybe my mom won't tune in for this one. See you soon.